Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt joins us every Monday after Cardinals football. The day before, Cardinals a 28-point winner over Detroit, 38-10. Coach, congratulations. I know you've won an awful lot of games in your NFL career as a head coach, but what was special about this one coming off of the last few weeks of disappointment so often?
I just think it was good for all of our guys to get the win. I think what was most special was how our team played. You know, there was a lot of questions about the team and if they'd quit and, you know, they'd packed it in. And I think all that was answered yesterday by the way those guys played. It just speaks a lot about the type of players we had and how hard those guys worked last week. And, you know, that was – I'm glad for our fans that we were able to do it and how supportive they were of us yesterday. So it was good. It was something that was much needed by all of us and glad that we could get it done.
Wiz, this game reminded me of how the team was playing in September. Did you see any similarities as well?
Yeah, I did. I think the one thing that was, obviously our defense has done a good job all year. You know, we've had our moments defensively where we've had some lulls, which you expect, but just the way they've played all year and yesterday was big. But I think yesterday, more importantly, when they got the ball turned over offensively, we were able to score touchdowns. That's what's hurt us, I think, over the last few weeks, you know, especially the Jets and especially Atlanta, that we didn't do that. So it was nice to see the offense respond and score touchdowns when they got those turnovers, and special teams really did a nice job. So when you think about it, just, you know, obviously you'd like to be more efficient offensively, but when you think about the game and how we played, it was just a great team win, and there was a lot of excitement on the sideline with our players. So, you know, it was a good day.
Coach, take us into the locker room, if you don't mind, after the game. What did you say to the guys? It's easy for us to guess that the spirit of the locker room was jovial and everybody's happy, but coming off the streak that you did, what were the guys saying to you? What did you say to them?
Well, they were all excited about the win. There's no question. You could see it on the sidelines. I think, first of all, everybody was happy for Adrian when he got that sack that put him in the 25-25 club, which only six other people in the history of the NFL have done. It was pretty significant. And I think guys were just happy to be around each other. I think they respect the fact that we were able to stay together as a team. And, you know, when you go through a stretch like we did, it's tough. Man, it is really tough. And our guys hung together. You know, there was a lot of talk from the outside about this team, and our guys were able to block that out, practiced hard. And when you see them get rewarded on the field like that, that's what we talked about after the game. You know, just proud of how they played and how they represented themselves. And it was something that, you know, this time of the year where we are in the season, it was a good feeling.
Wiz, can you talk a little bit about Adrian Wilson and what he means to the team? You know, you mentioned the fact that, you know, the 25-25 club, 25 interceptions, 25 sacks. Can you talk a little bit about Adrian and what he means to this football team?
Well, you know, personal achievements are always something that's great in this game, and players are recognized and measured by that. And when, like I said before, when there's only six other players that have ever done that, that's pretty significant. But I don't think, you know, that was as important as it was for the guys to see a player who's meant as much as Adrian has to this organization achieve that goal. For a number of years, he's been a very good player and been to a number of Pro Bowls, been recognized as a very good player and a good leader, been a captain for us. And even though this year hasn't gone like any of us wanted, and you know, to see him be able to get that, I think it means a lot to those guys. And that's exciting. That's what you want to see. That's what being a teammate's all about.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620. Coach, there were times it looked like Calais Campbell wasn't going to be able to stand up after the next play. And then there he is again, making play after play. And you mentioned not quitting and that subject matter in the Seattle game. And you mentioned the way the guys played. But I would have to imagine the definition of what you are feeling about your guys was demonstrated by Calais.
Yeah, you know what? I think that there's a lot of pressure on Calais from the standpoint of playing to a certain level, and he hasn't played to that level, and that was talked about with him this week, and he answered the bell. That's what you want to see. You know, he hasn't been 100% healthy, and he's fought with that calf. And but you know what? When we needed him to step up and play, he did. Our defensive line played very well yesterday. Darnell did a nice job. David Carter, as a nose, filling in for Danny Williams, did a nice job. And, you know, I think that allowed us to be able to get some pressure on Stafford, which got him out of rhythm. But let's be honest about it. Calais played the way we expect him to play yesterday, and that was great to see.
You know, Wiz, the offensive line has steadily improved, and you had a makeshift offensive line going into the game against a team, that being the Lions, of course, that had an excellent defensive line. After you watched the film, how did they fare?
They did a nice job. I mean, I think that, you know, production-wise, we got to continue to work as an offense because we want to get better. But we had a center that had never started at center in the league. We had a right guard that hadn't been playing. We had, of course, two rookie tackles, but the guys accepted the challenge. We did some good things, especially in the run game. You know, it was nice to be able to get some longer runs. And I think they've done a good job in protection. You know, we only gave up one sack yesterday, and this is a good defensive line that we played in Detroit. So, they've worked at it. They've taken the challenge. I mean, it's not easy when people talk about how bad you are as a group, and they've worked to try to get better, and that's all you can ask of them. And it was nice to see Ryan Lindley do a good job yesterday and play a little bit better, and hopefully we can improve on that this week.
What did you see from him, Coach, if you don't mind being specific about your young quarterback?
A lot more comfortable. You know, I think that one of the challenges that he faced as a guy who had started and not played well and then had to sit for a while was how you're going to respond to it the next week. And he did a good job in practice this week, and he seemed more comfortable. I know Michael Bidwell was talking to him after the game and asked him, did the game slow down for you? And, you know, that's one of the things that you ask a quarterback, and he said it did. You know, he felt more comfortable, and he had one bad play early with the interception, and then he bounced back from that and did a good job protecting the ball. I really liked that he made some good throws up the sideline. He made the first play of the game. He made a nice throw to Michael Floyd up the sideline, and then he had another one later in the game to Larry where they got an interference penalty where they grabbed him. But I like seeing those kind of things. So, I mean, we've got to be more efficient, and he can continue to improve, but it was nice to see him handle the offense, not make the mistakes that have been killing us, and do some things, especially getting us in the end zone, in the red zone.
Wiz, how extreme was it to put Kerry Rhodes and William Gay on the line of scrimmage, jamming Calvin Johnson off the ball, and how successful was it?
Well, I think it's just part of the plan. I mean, we did it earlier this year against Minnesota with Percy Harvin. And, you know, you've seen other teams do it at different times. But it's more of it's not the main part of your plan, but it's part of your plan. And I guess you're trying to send the message, we're going to take this guy out of this play, and you're going to have to go somewhere else. And if you can keep them thinking, you know, it's part of the strategy of what you're trying to get done.
Coach, I was listening to some of the comments that you made in your meeting with the media today. And some of the comments you made about Patrick Peterson are just things that, you know, young players, it seems, has taken a long time to before that you are one that will speak about them publicly in a glowing manner. And you, I mean, your praise just did not stop about Patrick. What is it about him, not the player, but the person that has impressed you so much?
Well, high-profile guy, fifth pick of the draft, comes in here, has the kind of rookie year he does, returning those punts, goes to the Pro Bowl. There's a lot that comes with that. But it doesn't seem to affect him from a standpoint of preparation, being a young leader. I mean, there was a lot said last week about him wanting to compete against Calvin Johnson. And, you know, that's putting it out there. Then you got to back it up. And just seeing him respond the way he does. You know, he's a very confident young man, which is something that you like, but when you're that way, you have to back it up. And he does it, you know, not with his words, but with his actions, how he studies, how he works on the field, how he reacts with his teammates, all important qualities, some of the best players in the game that I've ever seen. You know, Patrick has a lot of those qualities. Now, the only thing he doesn't have is he doesn't have it over time. That's something that he's got to prove consistently over time, but he's off to a great start.
I'm sure you'd love to see third down conversions improve. Is that something that has more to do with first and second down, or is there something more you need to do on third down itself?
Well, we got to stay out of third and long. That's something that we got to do, because just statistically, you got to be better at it. But yes, we do. We got to be better at third down. And, you know, we've looked at a number of different things trying to do that. I think yesterday we saw Ryan move out of the pocket and hit Andre on a third and long, and that's something that we haven't been able to do. And it was nice to see that happen one time yesterday. You know, you're going in this league with the way teams try to rush you and zone blitz you. You know, your quarterback has to move and make some of those throws. So that's an area that there's no question that we've got to improve. It would help if we had better better situations where we're in third and short. But let's face it, yesterday we had a couple of third and shorts and we didn't convert. We tried to run the football and, you know, we couldn't make the guy miss and get the first down. And a lot of those plays came down to us breaking tackles or us making guys miss. And that's something that in this league you have to do in order to be better on those situations.
Wiz, what have you seen on the Chicago Bears, your next opponent coming up?
They're a good football team. I mean, they've had a little bit of a struggle in the last few games, and they've played some good teams, but they've got a lot of good football players. They've got a good defense that has played well. They play their scheme very well, and they've got a quarterback and a receiver and a running back that are really good players. So it's going to be a similar matchup for us like it was Detroit. Detroit has good skill position players just like that, good defensive front. So if we can have the same kind of effort and preparation that we had against last week in preparation for Detroit, that's what it's going to take for this week against Chicago.
Coach, I can't imagine what the last 2 months have been like for you and your staff and the organization. Congratulations to everybody in the building on yesterday's win.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Wiz.
That's Coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona's Forge 620.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.